SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So will Joe Lisi. The countdown of the Super Bowl is on. Doctor, give me the news. Dr. David Chow might be with us. I believe he's performing emergency heart surgery right now as we speak. And as soon as he gets out of the operating room, we'll see if he's able to join us. Cam's on his list. Cam's getting his surgery with Dr. Chow.
Does he do sports hernias? I'm in. Dr. Chow, I got this golf ball living in my stomach. I was going to wait till after Super Bowl, Gabe. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, like so. It's sort of like one of these deals. Yeah. You don't want to ask somebody. It's sort of like me. Like, you know what I mean? Or like, you know, like Cam knows what I mean. Like, if Cam, like, goes out with his buddies, he doesn't want to sit down and it happens. Who do you like in the UFC fight, Morenci? Who do you
exactly.
like? Anyways, like, I'm sitting in a bar sometimes. What do you like in the college basketball game tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know, dude. I'm trying to get drunk here, bro. Like, you know, right? But so, like,
yep.
And or you like, you know, a mechanic or somebody. Like, you don't want to bother whoever your buddy is in his field of expertise. So
excellent point.
Right? Mm-hmm. So me and Cam talk to Dr. Chow often off the air, okay? We're not calling each other, hey, Doc, hey, Dave, how you doing on Saturday morning and anything? But, you know, after our hits, before our hits, we'll talk in a commercial break. Dr. Chow's talkative with us, so we'll talk to him. And there's been a couple of times where me and Cam have both been, like, in medical trouble. We've come this close. It's like, hey, Doc. I was going to say, Doc, what does it mean, man, what I'm feeling like? Right? But, you know, you don't want to do it. But it's to the point right now. It's the end of the year, Cam. I think we got to just ask him, hey, listen, Doc, here are, like, 20 things that we've got wrong with us. Can you help us? Like, you got any advice?
I've never heard anybody on the network like hack more than me and you breathe like on the break. I hear you. I'm like, I got this golf ball thing vibrating in my stomach. No, I'm not doing very well. But you know what? I always said I'll take care of business. We got to get through the football season, Morenci, and then we'll talk. But yes, I hate that too. You know, yeah, if you got a buddy who's a mechanic, he doesn't want to fix your car. That's what he does 7 days a week. He wants to hang out and have beers with you. He doesn't want to talk about nuts and bolts. I'm with you. People are like, hey, what do you like? What do you like? I know it's after a while, it's like, make your own picks.
I've told you. Me and Cam are like Krusty the Clown. So when Krusty the Clown went to dinner to the Simpsons and Homer said, you know, you're really not as funny in real life as you are on TV. and Marge says to him, she goes, Homer, I keep telling you, when he's not on the air, he's a miserable, miserable, mean alcoholic. And he's just sitting there. Right? It's true.
That's
a great line. I love Krusty. Sideshow Mel, Krusty's yelling at him after a bad show. Sideshow Mel says to him, you can be so mean when you're sober.
That's great.
Krusty's throwing things at people. Man, I've had a crazy day today. I just got off the phone with Woody Page, ESPN's Woody Page. I like Woody Page. I'm a big fan. So I did an interview with him. I never thought, dude, I practically had to hang up on Woody Page. And it was like 5:59 Eastern. I'm like, yeah, listen, Woody, as you know, it's busy. You got a show around the horn coming up. I got a show in like 1 minute. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. The countdown of the Super Bowl is on, and we're fired up. We've got Joe Lisi stepping up and in with all of Lisi's picks and props. Although I'll tell you right now, Lisa likes Tampa by 56. The total is 55.5. Lisi says Tampa rolls 74-18. 74-18, Lisi's final score. But no, in all seriousness, I look forward to Joe Lisi's picks and props. He's going to be doing the game in-game live. I will be on with the legend Scotty Farrell from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock pregame. Going to be breaking it all down. We got games to talk about tonight as well. NBA, college basketball, NHL, but obviously only two more shows until the Super Bowl. And my prop portfolio continues to grow, Cam. I look forward to seeing what Lisi brings to the table today.
Yeah, I think Joel will have a lot in his prop trunk. I have a feeling it's going to be overflowing. I know Lisi likes overs. We'll see where he's going with this game. Interesting. Only played a couple right now, but over the weekend, you know, every time we have a winning bet now, I'm taking a little bit aside for prop and Super Bowl fund, as you understand. And last night it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, happy picks. So we got to do the same. It's Thursday. We got two games left. Got to build that bankroll. Need more winners tonight.
Yeah, it was a good night last night for me and Cam. I don't know what was your record, Cam, when it was all said and done. I went 11-2.
Yeah, 11-2. 11. Had a really good, huge night. Yeah, trust me, 11. I get a couple of those 1-5s out there and stuff like that too. So we need those.
Excuse me, 11-2. I thought I did well. Sure. 11-6.
Big night, Gabe. Big night.
Yeah, a lot of hockey games tonight. Lighter night in the NBA, but some interesting matchups. A lot of guys are out in the NBA tonight, which leads to prop opportunities for other players. So as we mentioned, we got Joe Lisi. Dr. David Chow might join us later, but he's got some engagements that he has to deal with. Maybe we can get him on tomorrow. Like, basically, he's going to try in the back end of the show. Maybe around 8:30 tonight Eastern. Maybe he'll join us. If not, maybe he'll step up tomorrow. But as I stated, we got Woody Page on Sports Rage tonight. And real cool. And Lisi will remember this guy, Marcus Kemp, standout at Hawaii. Great wide receiver with Hawaii. He's on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's on Sports Rage tonight. And he's actually the one that caught the onside kick that cost us the Buffalo Bill comeback.
Oh, great.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks. Game time discussions continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Rich and Redhead Cam. Stewart, we'll get to our NBA props, NHL picks, college basketball thoughts, and more. We've got Joe Lisi stepping up and in to kick it with us. The countdown is on right now. Joe's going to be doing the game in game live. I will be on with Scotty Farrell from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. The Rich and Redhead Cam Stewart will join us with some of his last minute picks. Joe Lisi, what's up, Joe?
Oh, getting ready for Sunday. Big game Sunday. You and Farrell are going to set us up like two point guards for 6 o'clock on In-Game Live. That's it. Ramil Robinson right. And the crew, Gabe.
Ramil Robinson. I like it. This nice point guard job. Can dunk. Yeah, Ramil Robinson. I don't know. You know, compare me to Glenn Rice. Give me Glenn Rice.
You could be Glenn Rice, and Farrell could be Ramil. He'll pass it around. No, he'll be a shooting guard, a power forward.
Let's leave Ramil out of it, Joe. Ramil turned out not to be a very good guy. we'll leave Ramil out of it. Good basketball.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think really. Like, he's got a crazy-ass story, Ramil Robinson, actually.
He does.
Put it this way. Like, he's not welcome back at any, like, he's not going to any reunions. We'll put it that way. Joe, big game. What's your portfolio looking like? How many plays are you going to have for the Super Bowl?
Well, they're putting more and more up on FanDuel each and every day. Right now, I'm about 7 right now. You know, a couple that I added on to are Patrick Mahomes over 400 yards. Even if they don't get the win, at plus 370, I think it's great value. And I doubled up on Mike Evans, guys. You know, 63.5, he was under his total against Green Bay, had 42 receiving yards on the first drive, only had about 9 the rest of the game. But at 63.5, I think he has better value heading into this game than Godwin. So I like Mike Evans heading into the weekend.
Love it.
I like Mike Evans to score a touchdown. I do believe that Mike Evans is going to score a touchdown. He's a touchdown machine. I don't know about his receptions. 4.5, Cam. Are you going over or under Mike Evans?
I am. And they also have some props that are tied to NBA and NHL games. I've already made one bet, Mike Evans receptions over Vegas Knights goals on the Sunday game. So that one seemed to be popping out to me. I really like Mike. That's like, I've got like 5 props and that's one of them. Mike Evans 5, Knights 4, I win.
Oh, so you went. You've got Mike Evans. Was it Mike Evans receptions versus?
Yeah.
Vegas
versus Golden versus Vegas Knights goals at $140. Wow. Yeah, they have other teams too. They got St. Louis and they got Washington and Philly.
Mm-hmm. Who's Vegas? Who's Vegas playing?
St. Louis.
Ooh. And you, so you've got Mike Evans. Yeah. So you're hoping St. Louis like pitches a shutout. You need a shutout. Yeah.
I also have a theory, Gabe. I'll let Joe talk because he's our guest. There's other games you could do it. You could do Alex Ovechkin shots versus field goals in the game. All sorts of crazy stuff. Anyway, we'll get to that stuff on Friday's Parlay Bonanza Buffet with the Raging Gambling Devil and you, buddy. But I will say, this: we got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm telling you, Marantzi. What is it? Cammy who?
Cammy Citrus.
Or lemons? Oh, geez. Yeah, I don't want to be a lemon. Yeah. No,
Cam's
no, no lemons.
Las Vegas Golden Knights versus Mike Evans.
I love it. The Canadian flair. You know that they actually drew you right in with that Canadian flair of the NHL. I love it.
Oh, Gabe, they got NBA stuff too. Like, you know, like team totals versus, you know, we'll have some fun. He doesn't seem very impressed, Joe. He doesn't like those cross promotion props.
I'm not a fan of the crossovers. It's hard enough to predict what's going to happen in one game, let alone I got to pick two.
That's a good point, Gabe. It's a good point.
I could just see Cammy on Sunday afternoon as it's 6-5 in a track. Third period. I can't believe this. It's 6-6. Yeah. You're going to need like 8 receptions.
Oh, sorry for reminding me. I do have a theory. Referees love football too. I'm taking the salami under on Sundays in these games because these guys, less penalties, they want to get out and watch the Super Bowl. These games are matinees, man. Trust me. They want out.
I cannot take that. I thought punts was bad, but now penalties. That's even worse in the NHL.
He's on penalties. Morenci loves penalty bets.
Yeah. Wait, take the under penalties in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep the flags in the pocket.
I agree.
Listen, 11.5, and it's a great number, 11.5. 10.5s are starting to pop up, but they're only averaging 8.17 penalties per game in the postseason. We're seeing that the referees are keeping it, you know, they're not calling, they're letting them play. You've got two very smart teams. You've got two smart teams, two disciplined teams. There might be a few pass interference penalties and defensive holdings, but I don't think there's going to be 12 penalties in this game. So what props are you looking at? I'm surprised, Cam. What, do you have total sets? Total sets, Roger Federer, Australian Open versus touchdown passes. I just made that one up. It's not bad.
It's a good one. Set, I like it.
Roger Federer, next match.
Gabe, versus you know me. Hey, I like tennis props. If there's a tennis crossover prop, I'm going to find an edge and nail it. Don't worry about it, Lisi. I got it covered.
Nothing wrong with that if you can find that the length of Federer's shorts. And then the Mahomes under an overtime, right?
The Federer shorts,
right? I got it. But I'll give you a prop that I'm high on, right? I think when you look at the running games, right? I think when you look at Kansas City and you look at Tampa Bay, I really think for Tampa Bay to win the game, and I'm on the Buccaneers. Think they need to run the football effectively to take the pressure off the offensive line and Tom Brady, right? Well, you look at Leonard Fournette. His ability to possibly have a big game, I think, is huge in this matchup. He can get 100 yards, and they're getting great value, plus 370 for Leonard Fournette to rush for over 100. If you think he can only get to 80, he had 60-plus yards in the championship game against Green Bay. They're still giving you plus 250 in that. I think that's great value. Now, Ronald Jones will get his, but Fournette playing in his first Super Bowl, I think, is great value to possibly crack 100 in this game, guys.
Love it, Joe. You know who I like? Listen, I've already got to play it on Cameron Brady, over 2.5 receptions. Kansas City are very, very vulnerable to the tight end position, but everyone knows this. Everyone's talking about it. I'm surprised it hasn't gone up. I think some people are looking at Gronk, and I get it. Yet, Joe, I'm curious your take on this one. I think Chris Godwin's going to have a big game. You know, we talk about it. Mike Evans is going to have his touchdown. Suddenly, guys, it's not suddenly going to change where Mike Evans is going to have 13 targets. It doesn't work that way. Like, it's not like, oh, suddenly, no, it's going to, Evans will get a touchdown. He'll get his, you know, I'd be careful, Cam, with Evans. He just doesn't catch a lot of balls, bro. Dude, well, he had one catch. One.
And he got a big drop.
I will say this.
He had a big drop, guys, in the third quarter. A 25-yarder that actually cost his total. You know, he was right at 51. He catches that 20-yarder. He goes way over his total. Cost me about 2,800, but that's besides the point.
I like Evans' touchdown. I agree with you and on the touchdown, but I think just the Evans, the body frame and mismatch, that's the one thing. It's just, I really believe Brady is going to go to Evans a lot more due to his length, especially inside the red zone. He's a big body attack guy, and I think he'll catch a touchdown in that game. And I'm with Lisi. I think Fournette, he's been talking. He's been licking his chops for a long time. He's been fantastic. I love Fournette, Joe. I'm all in rushing and receiving props with him, everything.
Yeah, his total, guys, is 48.5 regular. So if you like over 48.5, and then you're getting the extra value, you know, it's minus 110 at 48.5, and plus 370 for 100. I mean, that's fantastic value. You take them both, you could be a winner on both.
I like where you're going, Joe, and you brought it up. You mentioned 370. We saw plus 410 yesterday, unless we move the number on Mahomes. I brought it up. It's a crazy high number. Dude, his passing yard prop is 329.5. So you get to 400 for an extra 71.5 yards, you're getting up to plus 400. It's right. And same with Tom Brady, guys, to get to 350 at plus 172. Dude, Tom Brady threw for 365 in the last game, and they're going to be playing from behind. Game time decision continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Get on the grid. I'm on the grid. Let's do this thing. Cam Stewart, he's on the grid. Joe Lisi, he's on the grid. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. So we're talking about the Super Bowl and taking a look at some of these props. We're talking about Chris Godwin. I think Chris Godwin's going to have a big game in this game. And this is an interesting stat that I came across. I'm trying to read as much as I possibly can. So this is amazing. People don't realize this. Chris Godwin accounted for 23.9% of all passing yards with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. In the playoffs, 25.9%. Think about that, Ken. Godwin is a quarter of the passing game. Like, he doesn't get credit, really. He's a free agent. This is going to be his last game with the Buccaneers. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to re-sign him. So I don't know. Maybe I doubt it. I doubt they re-sign him. But nevertheless, 73.5 yards, Joe, for Chris Godwin. I like him. I like the over 5.5 more. I'm more of a receptions guy than a yards guy. I sort of, you know, inherently I prefer the receptions than the yards because for quick hits and Brady. But the thing is, we saw Godwin haul in that 52-yarder, man, against the Green Bay Packers. I'm just telling you guys from a prop perspective, I think Chris Godwin – is going to end up like with like 7-8 catches and like 90-something yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I mean, I could see it happening. I mean, after he had the drop last week, Brady zeroed in on him and he had the 60-yarder, right? That put him right over his total in terms of had 99 receiving yards in the first half. So I'm with you, Gabe. I think he's going to have a big game as well. Coupling the fact that you said he's 25% of the offensive production in terms of passes, think about all the drops that he's had this postseason, too.
Exactly.
I mean, Washington against Green Bay, he had a few drops as well. I mean, Brady will zero in on him. I just think when you look at both players, I think Godwin will go over his total, but I'm with Cam as well. I think Evans is the guy that'll pick up and do all the dirty work over the middle. He wasn't utilized a lot in the game plan in the second half after the first drive. This is the game that you open up Mike Evans. So I like both of those wide receivers, and I'm with you on Tyler Braid as well. That's the safety and security blanket of Tom Brady in the playoffs this year.
I do like – so you're talking about Leonard Fournette. I'm looking at Leonard Fournette's receptions. I think he's going to haul in four balls in this game, four or five balls. I think Ronald Jones, it's interesting to see that Fournette has taken 70% of the snaps in the postseason. Jones is a little bit healthier now, so I think Jones will get on the field a bit. But I like Fournette over receptions, guys.
Yeah, I like that as well.
Fournette combined. Do you like them combined, rushing and receiving? Because he is going to get some balls out of the backfield too, right? I think Fournette's going to be huge in this game.
Yeah, for me, I think so too.
Yeah, no, I can live with it, Cam. I can live with it. But I'm just saying, I like the 3.5. I don't have to worry about yards. Like, there's been a couple mm-hmm. of times where Fournette's caught a pass and gotten drilled a second later, right? Like, Brady is going to get rid of it fast. We see Brady likes to throw to the running backs. He does. Look at it in the old days with the Patriots, especially in the Super Bowl. There's going to be a lot of dump offs.
Don't
forget, KC get to, Vereen, White, all these guys. They get to the quarterback pretty fast. So I'm expecting a lot of little dump offs to Fournette. But I think Fournette could be a key to this football game. I'm trying to be careful and not just be so correlated where everything is to the over, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh man, if it's a low scoring game, I'm screwed. So I'm trying to pick my spots here. I've got the sack prop. I got the penalty prop. I've got the long completion prop, 39.5. 39.5 for both quarterbacks, Brady and Mahomes. What else do you have, Joe, circled? What else have you played?
Well, we talked about, Scotty Miller in terms of the Super Bowl MVP. I like Scotty Miller to score a touchdown in this game. And I think, Gronkowski could score a touchdown as well. Not sure about his total in terms of his receiving yards, 31.5. But I think in the Super Bowl and red zone opportunities, look for Gronk. That's going to be the area that Brady wants to go in terms of his comfort zone, right? I think Gronk could score a touchdown in this matchup, and he's got great value right now. Look for him to be utilized as the tight end, in terms of a blocking tight end for the rushing game. But in red zone opportunities, I'm on Gronk to score a touchdown in this matchup.
Cam, what have you put in so far? Besides your hockey, so Vegas, Vegas versus Mike Evans.
I have a teaser to the under. I have for props. I have sacks over in the game. I think they're going to get to Mahomes as well. I'm actually every sack prop I find, I'm going to go over. I think there's going to be more defense. Well, you guys think there's going to be points, but I still think there's going to be sacks in this game. I do agree with you, Gabe, on probably the punts under, penalties under. That's something that I'm looking at as well. I also like three different bucks. What is it? 3.5 bucks over to score. And that includes a 2-point conversion. That's something that I'm looking at right now. Those are things that I love. I'm with Lisi in this game though, Gabe. You know where my allegiance stands. I've already bet Tampa Bay and some stuff. So you're right though. You don't have all props to the over or the under. You got to kind of mix it up like the recipe and make sure. Cause if it goes one way, you could be in big trouble.
Yeah. You can.
So listen, go on, Joe.
No, I was just going to say, this game could mirror last year, right? You have a very solid front seven in Tampa Bay, right? It could be tough treading for the first half, but in the second half, after mm-hmm. adjustments, after the butterflies wear off, per se, I think that's where you can get some yards. So you might want to look from an in-game perspective in terms of some of the value, like you load up, take 50% of your bankroll on some of these players. If it doesn't play out as the game progresses, wait until halftime or the second quarter to bang these out.
I saw the prop, and I'm getting a headache right now. There's so many of these things. It's overwhelming. But where is it? Team to get the ball first. Which team is going to get the ball first? Where the hell is it? It's what is it listed under here? I saw it the other day. I saw it last night, and I was like, oh, I should put this in now. But basically, I think Tampa are going to get the ball first no matter what. Like, no matter what happens, I think Tampa are going to get the ball first here. I'm trying to find it here. I also think, you could argue the first offensive play of the game would be a rush. But look, basically, Kansas City are calling the coin toss. They're the visiting team. So they're calling the coin toss. Kansas City defer all the time.
They'll defer.
I'm not saying all the time, but they generally defer. They've deferred 11 times. And I don't really, regular season games, and this is different. But KC defer. They generally don't say, all right, we'll put Mahomes on the field. They like to get the ball in the second half and bury you, mm-hmm. right? And Tampa, on the other hand, the last thing that you want to do if you're Tampa is give the ball to Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tampa's going to want to get the ball and eat up like 7 minutes, Cam, on the first drive if they get the ball. But they're not thinking, oh, mm-hmm. let's test our luck and give it to Mahomes. And then, boom, we're down 7-0 after 3 minutes. I think Tampa, either way, I got a feeling Tampa end up getting the ball first, Ken.
I agree with that. You said it. Kansas City will defer. They won't worry about that. And I don't think Tampa Bay is going to have a problem getting the ball first, because what they want to do, basically, like a boxer, they want to come out and hit Kansas City with some body blows, quick little hitches, running the ball, pounding them, getting the offensive line into the game early. And I think that's going to be the strategy. That's the thing. It's kind of interesting, Gabe, though. Like, we talk about narratives and stuff, and I know it's really hard to run against Tampa Bay, but just something, what do you think Kansas City, will they be able to, like, do you think they're going to try to run the ball? Because their props with their running backs, that is extreme value. They are so low, you could find something. Like, you know, with Williams, like, I'm not sure Edwards-Helaire, you got to pick the right guy.
Yeah,
right?
I think they're going to mix the ground game in. I think they'll mix it up a bit. They're going to throw. But then when they're beating you all the time and you have like 5 and 7 defensive backs drop back, then they're just going to do a little draw play, Joe to Helaire. So I think, yeah. I don't think the volume is there. I don't think either one of these running backs has like 14 carries or anything on Kansas City. But like you said, Cam, what are the props? 29.5 type thing?
Yeah.
What are the rushing yard props? Like in that for both of them, like Helaire is like 31.5. And I think Williams is what? 29.5?
Too low.
They could easily pop a few of them. Right? Like 6 carries for 34 yards type thing. Mm-hmm. Helaire pops one for 17. I could live with taking them over the number, you know, both of them, and hope, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be a pass happy game, but it's not like they're never going to hand the ball off.
And that would be the actual hedge for a higher scoring game, right? You take the running backs. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a lower scoring game and the passing game isn't getting going, then you bang out Darrell Williams at 29.5. You bang out Edwards-Helaire at 31.5, and obviously Jones and Fournette. I didn't see a Ronald Jones rushing prop, only Fournette on FanDuel. So hopefully as the game comes closer to kick, we get a Ronald Jones prop, because you don't want to just bang out Fournette in this matchup. You know, each team is going to want to have fresh legs in the ballgame at all times, especially in the fourth quarter.
Le'Veon Bell today, I don't think he practiced. I think I read a story that, like, you know what I mean? It's interesting to me. Like, he has been a non-factor since he's with Kansas City, but they still think, you know, they'll give him a little bit. So I think the Williams and Edwards-Helaire rushing yards props are way too low. Especially Williams, like the guy, he's pretty effective guy. So I think I'm going to go over there, guys.
So, Joe, we'll get you out of here in a couple of minutes. How are you feeling about the game itself? We've been talking about props so much. How do you feel about the game itself?
I'm sticking to my guns. I like Tampa Bay. You know, once they put this line out, I like Tampa Bay plus the 3 points. Like them plus 166 on the money line. Have to go with the better defense in terms of what I feel to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and that's what Devin White, JPP have been doing. I'm not going to buck that trend. I'm going with the hot defense and the ability for Tampa Bay to run the football. So sticking to my guns with the Buccaneers here.
What about the total?
Still going over. It's a Super Bowl. I can't bet an under. I'd rather not play the total. I think it's in the area of 34-31, something like that. And that, I think it would be in the 60s in terms of this matchup.
Alternate handicap. The old Asian three-way. Cam's favorite. Cam loves the Asian three-ways. Thanks, Joe.
Anytime.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. Get on the grid. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 204. Or I should say, get the winning edge. Get the winning edge from the best two damn gamblers in America, Cam Stewart and Renzi.
I like that, Renzi. Yes. Some nights we're hot.
Sometimes. Best MLS cappers in America. Yeah, the best is, though.
That's
the best is earlier during the season, I just hyped that up all the time. And it's amazing. Like, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Exactly.
Like, took about 2 weeks, and then, man, it would just come like MLS day. Who you guys like MLS tonight?
I know.
If you convince people, you just tell people, yeah, yeah, we're MLS experts. We're MLS experts. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we're 11-0. Sometimes we're 2-8.
Exactly.
What's the MLS coming back anyways? You guys are getting pretty lazy. It's been a couple of weeks since you played a game.
That's a good point, Morency. Are these guys on vacation? Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, we're going to need you, MLS. If, you know, all these other things start to break down, the MLS will be our friend in a tough situation after football ends.
I'm telling you, Cam, it's going to come full circle. Like 4 months from now, everything will be shut down again, and we're going to be sitting here betting on NASCAR, golf, and MLS will be back in Orlando.
What? I know. It's going to be, yeah.
I'm not even joking. If I was MLS right now, I'd already be in talks with them. I'd say, listen, when everything goes down, you know, you got our back, right? We're coming here, right?
That's right.
I mean, if I was the commissioner of MLS, I'd be telling guys, there's a good chance we'll probably just set up shop in Orlando again.
I agree. If you're MLS, you're in the meeting.
MLS is back tournament, Cam. Let's go.
That's right. MLS is back too. That's what's going to happen. I got to be honest with you. The way things are going in hockey and everything else, like I just got a story. Baylor's got COVID, whatever, cancel a couple basketball games. Who knows what's going to happen? You said it with March Madness and all this other stuff going on. If you're the MLS, you say, remember us, we came through for you. Don't forget about us if things go sour.
No, you know what, though, Cam? I'm on the MLS website right now, and we got problems.
It's not going very well.
The MLS players have had enough. These guys get run into the ground for not a lot of money. So, yeah, MLS players are like, no. You're going to have to pay us more this time.
I agree with the players. They got a good deal the first time, but those guys have been working pretty hard. Like, they were COVID warriors, man. They were out there night after night in Orlando, and it was hot too. Remember, hot and steamy, those crazy games. Like, come on, pay the guys. It's true. I'm with you. The best is
we were sitting here ripping them. Ah, come on, it's hot. Pick up the pace. I'm like, it's only 102 degrees. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you're a soccer player. Like, I was getting mad.
Yeah.
Me and Cam have been to Orlando. It's damn hot in the summertime there, man. It's not nice hot either. It's not fun hot. Like, you can't breathe.
No.
It's like
when Gabe was interviewing Mike Dicka when we showed up late for the golf tournament and we were all sitting around having some drinks, me and Dicka look over at each other because he's a big bear like me, and he was dying. Like, Morency's asking, he's pouring, he's purple. I'm dying. Morency's there. He got hot. Orlando's got the sticky, steamy, sweaty, like, oh, man, it's crazy out there. And then we weren't even doing anything but drinking. Imagine we were running.
We weren't in downtown Orlando. We were in, like, swampland.
Yeah.
We were. It was nothing around but just heat. Just heat. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got basketball, but it's not coming up till 7:30. We got a college basketball game at 7 o'clock. Actually, let's get into this, and then we'll get into the hockey. Big game here: Ohio State and Iowa. A little Big Ten basketball. Big Ten's a weird conference, man. It's a tough conference, but it's a strange conference. I'm generally an underdog guy when it comes to the Big Ten. You know, Ohio State getting 5.5, somewhat attractive to me, Cam. But for me, I'm going to keep this one simple. I'm taking the over of this basketball game. I'm going to take
the
over.
I would lean that way too. And I don't play as many totals as you do as in college, but I could tell you one thing. Iowa, it seems like a total 156. It seems high. It's there for a reason. There's not going to be a lot of defense. Garza's an absolute stud. Ohio State can shoot. I think we probably get into like the 166 type of range. I think that the total is a light. And they're going to try to attract people to the under with a number that high. It looks like a hard number to get to. That's basically 78 points each team. But they can get there. I don't see a lot of defense in this game at all, Gabe. I don't love it. I got a lot of things on the ice, but I would lean that way as well. It's a very tough game from a side perspective. Probably go with the Buckeyes.
Guys, if you look at Ohio State's offense, they've put up, I mean, they're incredibly consistent. 79 against Rutgers, 81 against Northwestern, 87 against Illinois, 65 against Purdue. Purdue slowed them down. They put 74 up on Wisconsin, 83 Penn State, 79 Michigan State. So basically, Cam, in their last seven basketball games, they've scored 74 or more points. It was 79 or more, except, you know, once they scored 74 and they had the one-off game. So they're actually now 10-8 to the over. Iowa are an over machine. They're 11-6 to the over. They've slowed down as far as their totals. They've alternated over, under, under, over, under, sort of, you know, all over the place. But they're getting, they have these high totals all the time, 160, 157 and a half, 162, et cetera. Guys, they just played Michigan State, who aren't exactly known as Loyola Marymount, all right, as far as pace are concerned. 84-78. They got to 162. It's a fair number tonight, Cam, at a buck 56 and a half. Give me the over, Ohio State and Iowa over. That's my play for this game.
There's a misconception. We have to remember everything changes in life. You talk about it, right? Certain teams that used to be, oh, my God, like look at Wisconsin, for example. They used to win games 48 to 42. They wouldn't even get 100. Now they could score points and give up points. Look what Michigan did to them early this year. In hockey, the Minnesota Wild, other things. Things change. And the thing is, a lot of the time, the books, when they see patterns for a couple of years, they'll go back to it. But you got to think outside the box. This is not necessarily under teams anymore. They play a lot more overs.
No, you're exactly right. All right. So as I scroll to get this pick again, God, my head's about to explode today, man. A lot of stuff.
I got to get a headache too, man. I've been looking at these props and all the other stuff, and that's the thing. I almost prefer, it's almost like a menu, and you know me, I love to eat. There's too much on the menu. Keep it simple. I want fried chicken here. I'll take a steak here. French fries, you know what I mean? They got too many exotics. Too many exotics.
No, you know what I like? It gives me a headache, exactly, scrolling. I'm like, oh, where was it? Give me the old-fashioned sheets, man. Give me a nice prop booklet where I can get my pen out and just go
it's
down
so
the
funny.
Page.
Circle. It's so circle, funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, then I'm standing. It gives me a headache. And I'm like, oh, but let me double check that stat on the other page. And then I'm like, what page was I on? Then I look. Right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I have 20 tablets open on my page. It's too much.
See, that's a lot. Nah,
my head's going to work.
It's also it's also not good for your system. When you got too many pages open, you know what I mean? You gotta worry. I will say this. When I was in Vegas, Lisa said the same thing. I used to have pages the size of a Bible, and I love writing stuff down on the old school pages. You take the sheets out of the thing, you circle it, you write all your stuff down, and then I organized it, and then I can keep track of stuff. I'm with you. I don't like it on the computer with all the stuff. I like to look at it, absorb it, and take it in like that. I'm a paper and pen guy, Morency. But anyway, I got a lot of bets tonight like you.
I got pages open like Super Bowl facts, such as who has the most career rushing touchdowns in the Super Bowl in Super Bowl history, Ken?
In one game, like a player in one game or in a lifetime?
In all the games in like his, you know, whatever. He could have played a multiple Super Bowls.
That's a tough one. I don't know. Who do you, Emmitt Smith? Who is it?
It's Emmitt Smith. Wow. Cam's the trivia king.
I remember they used to have that stuff in bars, those trivia games, and I was my buddy's lifeline one night, and we won. It was like a Foreigner song. He's like, oh, let's call Cam, and I actually came through. I don't know, Gabe, I don't know how I knew. I was just thinking, I was literally process of elimination because Dallas was in so many damn Super Bowls, right? It's them or somebody on the Niners. Yes, or somebody on the Niners. Yeah,
if you tell me who number two is, it's going to blow my mind.
Number two in Super Bowls, Franco Harris.
Thurman Thomas.
Oh, Thurman Thomas. Good. Ooh, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State's finest. Wow.
Poor Thurman. Thurman got screwed.
I like Thurman Thomas.
All right, so let's get into the National Hockey League games coming up later. So we've got basketball's at 7:30. We gave you the 7 o'clock college basketball game that we're taking as far as the over in Ohio State and Iowa. So let's get into it. Dallas Stars and the Columbus Blue Jackets. Dallas got it done the other night. They rolled these guys. So it's a revenge spot. Dallas are minus 142. The total is 5.5. The Blue Jackets are plus 120. What's a Blue Jacket?
A blue jacket is basically in American history. There's somebody who defended the land, the blue jackets. Like it was a blue jacket versus a red jacket. That's actually what it is. Yeah. It's a military term. So, and yeah, no, people think it's like some kind of murder hornet, but it's not. A blue jacket's really just a guy who used to like, you know, stick you in the face with a bayonet, old school. Blue Jackets tonight, revenge spot. Patrick Laine, 7 shots his first game, 5 were blocked. Give me Columbus to defend their house at plus money.
All right. I'm going to pass on this game. I'm going to pass on this one. Can't bet them all. Nashville and Florida. Tell you what, the Florida Panthers, undefeated still. These guys are 5-0-1 on the season. 5-0-1.
I'm putting my foot down. I'm taking the Predators tonight. Yuri Saros gets the start instead of Pekka Rinne. I love Pekka Rinne, bud, but it's time, Pekka Rinne. You've had a great career. You got to retire now. It's just you're not the same goaltender anymore. Saros has got to be the guy moving forward. As for Florida, I still think they're a smoke and mirrors team. They can look good, but I'll take a shot with the Nashville Predators as a dog tonight as well, Moretti. Not these are all small plays. I like stuff a little bit better, but I'm on Nashville.
I had an incredibly bad joke. As far as I was going to ask you, like Jeopardy style, what is a predator? I was going to say, what is Jeffrey Epstein?
What is a predator? The answer is Jeffrey Epstein.
what is a predator, Cam? I'm like, I was impressed. Cam's on fire. Without missing a beat, Cam's like, they defended the Union, wore blue jackets.
The Columbus Blue Jackets got a cannon like the Buccaneers too. When they score, they get the cannon going, old school.
If you could tell me what an Ottawa Red Black is, then you really are the champion.
Actually, I do know what a Red Black is. A Red Black is somebody it's a term for a Canadian who's kind of like a hoser, a guy that goes out in the wilderness, kind of like a guy who chops trees and like eats. Maple syrup. Like they're lumberjacks. Red blacks are basically Canadian lumberjacks. They wear those lumberjack coats. You got it, buddy. It's like that log roller thing. The log roller, he's wearing that lumberjack jacket. That's what a damn red black is, but it's kind of stupid.
People ask, because someone said, someone's like, someone asked, isn't a red black offensive? I'm like, it's not offensive. It's like
it's a lumberjack.
It's like a dude in the woods that chops trees. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He works in a forestry business.
Why do you think when the Red Blacks score a touchdown, he brings out, he chops the wood? Dude,
it's like a lumberjack. You know what I mean? They wear the plaid and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big dudes.
Correct.
Trying to saw wood down, cutting trees, killing the environment.
You got it.
Lumberjacks.
That's a Red Black.
Red Blacks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. We're going to get to the hockey picks right now and our NBA props. But John Doe in California asks, is the term hoser offensive?
No. I don't really care. You didn't call me anything. Hoser? No. Do you feel offended?
But it's like
no.
No, but it's one of those things where I guess it can be. It's not offensive. Like, you know, I mean, it's not.
It's offensive. The way it's said. If a guy goes, hey, this guy's a friendly hoser, so he's just like, ha, but if you go, it's the way you approach the word, kind of. Goof is a word that you don't want to be throwing around to people. That's one that turns people, makes them go nuts.
Hoser, listen, you can't say hoser's offensive. Bob and Doug made the term hoser popular, right?
Correct.
Take off, eh? And all that type of stuff.
Take off, eh?
Canadians aren't like Bob and Doug McKenzie, but they are like the trailer park boys. Think more trailer park boys. And look at that. Cam even is a dead ringer for Ricky.
I went out as Ricky as Halloween when I let it grow my hair, and I got like one of those shirts that he wears with like a pit bull on the back and some Adidas tearaway pants. Yeah, I could pull off Ricky all day.
Oh, yeah, you're damn right. Too. All right, let's keep it rolling here in the National Hockey League. So, Cam, you're putting your foot down. You're taking the Nashville Predators against the Florida Panthers. Now we've got the Ottawa Senators and the Montreal Canadiens. The Senators got throttled, of course, by Edmonton. They're getting killed by everybody. Montreal's smoking everybody. So I'm not really going to overthink it. I'm taking the Canadiens on the puck line, minus 104. Or Should I get a little ambitious here? Montreal Canadiens to win the game, parlayed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
I got no problem with that. And then you got an open-ended parlay. You can do whatever you want with it. I like Montreal to win. Until Ottawa wins a game, you can't bet them right now. Also, I lean over in the game. I think Montreal might score five or six themselves. Ottawa's got no goaltending or defense.
All right, so let me see what this pays here. So take the Montreal Canadiens to win the game. Listen, I think the Canadiens are the play on the puck line. We'll get into this Vancouver-Toronto game. It's coming up. Big game here. I think the Canucks could be live dogs.